Russian President Boris Yeltsin's new envoy to Chechnya, Alexander Lebed, has embarked on a new peace mission to the breakaway republic, carrying what the Kremlin calls vast new powers. Lebed's attempt to end the fighting in Chechnya has put him at odds with many in the Russian power structure. At times, he seems to be waging war with just about everyone but the Chechen rebels. Today, he condemned the 20-month-old conflict as a purposeless bloodbath. NPR's Anne Garrels has this report.
The former paratroop general, who doesn't know the word tact, has called the war in Chechnya a business, and he said he knows who's benefited and who's to blame for allowing the separatists to seize most of Grozny 10 days ago. He promised to name names tomorrow at a press conference in Moscow. Lebed was surrounded by bodyguards armed to the teeth, and the question was who they were defending him against, Russians or Chechens. In contrast to Russian officials who've called the Chechen rebels criminals, terrorists, and bandits, Lebed suggests it's the Russians who have stolen, pillaged, and betrayed their own. He's praised the rebels for their courage and prowess in battle. And among his first targets, it's anticipated Lebed will go for the head of the pro-Moscow Chechen government, Davko Zavgayev. At best, Lebed calls him a megalomaniac, guilty of lying and exaggerating his support. At worst, Lebed accuses him of stealing Moscow blind. Millions of dollars designated for the rebuilding of Chechnya have reportedly disappeared, allegedly to enrich Russian officials entrusted with conducting the war. As one newspaper noted today, all the records were conveniently destroyed in this week's assault on Grozny. And from the word go, the Chechen rebels have had no problem getting arms. True, they stole some, retrieved others from ambush convoys, and cobbled together their own ground-air missiles. But they also imported arms across borders allegedly manned by Russian troops. It's long been reported here that Russians turned a blind eye in return for a cut. Russian soldiers in Chechnya are convinced they're merely profitable meat for their senior officers. In interview after interview, they say they're deliberately set up by their commanders, who then receive the salaries of dead soldiers. This can't be confirmed, but it's a widely held belief. The latest battle for Grozny demonstrated yet again the rebels are a determined, experienced, and well-equipped fighting force. Lebed has said the situation demands a radical solution. And according to Russian sources, he plans one. They say he plans to pull Russian troops out of Chechnya, leaving the breakaway republic in the control of Chechen forces, but only if Chechen leaders agree to something less than full independence. And given dissension within Chechen ranks, that's a big if. Lebed concedes there are still forces on both sides committed to prolonging the bloodshed. Many of Russia's top military officers are likely to balk at Lebed's plan because this will be seen as a humiliating defeat for Russian forces. Among Lebed's major opponents is the current commander-in-chief of Russian forces in Chechnya, General Pulakovsky, whose own son died fighting the Chechen separatists. And some will be loath to let Lebed get away with credit for ending the conflict, because this would increase the standing of a man who doesn't hide the fact he wants to be Russia's next president. Getting the so-called vast powers to call the shots in Chechnya was a significant political victory for Lebed. But it's also a high-risk game. While he could greatly improve his political prospects if he wins, if he fails, he could just as easily become the latest scapegoat of this conflict. In Moscow, at the House of Journalists, there was a moment of silence today for yet another reporter killed in Chechnya. The total is now 17. According to the Glasnost Foundation for the Protection of Journalists, most have been killed by the Russian side. I'm Anne Garrels in Moscow.